Yeah, we'll look forward to that. We'll also look forward to the captain's run with Cameron Smith and Denon Kemp. I'd reckon you'd be lining up your questions for Cameron on the back of, you know, it's okay to get the platitudes, the plaudits after the first win.
Yep.
44-12.
Well, we're all calling Billy Slater the best coach in the game after game one.
Weren't we? Perfect audition for a job at the Melbourne Storm. Good on you, Fred.
Yeah.
Perfect candidate for the job at the Bulldogs. What about the Bulldogs? We didn't make mention of the fact, I love the plus 8.5 too, by the way.
So good.
Yes.
In
however,
the rain.
However, no coach.
Yeah. Mick Potter. Not monkeypox, COVID.
COVID positive.
Yeah, I was worried it was monkeypox. Same as our producer Ben's gone down with the monkeypox.
Now, hang on, that's unconfirmed. Can we not disturb everyone in the vicinity of the Randwick Municipal Council? So, no, unconfirmed at this point. It is breakfast with the Double J's. And remember, very shortly you'll have the chance to win State of Origin Game 3 tickets or go into the draw. Just to be clear on that, it's Suncorp Stadium. That's just before 8 o'clock. And remember, this game is sold out.
Yeah, so we were saying that that prize was worth, I think, about $2,500.
Yes.
Now that it's sold out, you'll get $2,500 for those tickets alone on the black market.
Priceless.
Yes.
Well, actually, you could put a price on it. On the black market, as they say. So let's get into this.
Hi, you've reached James. Sorry, I can't take your call. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Beep, beep.
Mate. The special effects here at SEN,
right?
Just
yeah,
on point,
mint, as they say. I've got this. Listening to the show, boys, how many State of Origin deciders have been played in Queensland? That's coming in from the Master. Well, good morning to you, Master. I can tell you, we've got it here. Origin deciders in Brisbane. You want me to run through them?
Yeah.
2020, Queensland won 2014.
That was a boil over, absolute boil over.
Remember, that was the worst team in Origin history.
Yeah.
2017, Queensland won 22-6. 2015, Queensland won 52-6.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
2012, Queensland won 21-20. Every sinew.
Yeah.
At Cooper Cronk. 2011, Queensland won 34-24. 2005, New South Wales won 32-10.
I've just got a quick question here off the bat. Over the past decade, why have there been so many deciders in Queensland?
Well, the next year there's a decider in New South Wales, or the series has already been lost.
Yeah. I felt like we should have got some compensation this year, given we played three games in Queensland last year.
That's a good point.
Yep.
And it wasn't forthcoming. They took the money and ran with Western Australia. 2001, Queensland won 40-14. That's Alfie's return.
Yeah.
That was that famous match. 1999, it was a 10-all draw. Queensland retained the trophy. 1994, New South Wales won 27-12. And then 1991, Queensland won 14-12. 1987, Queensland won 10-8. 1983, Queensland won 43-22. So twice in New South Wales history.
Yeah, the stats are against us. If any team can do it, it's this one. I wish we won that 2020 series. Because we would be in the midst of a dynasty right now. That one really irks me. Really irks me.
Well, that was the brilliance of Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Bennett in the dressing room after game two loss and laughing and joking on with the players.
Yeah.
Because he knew the ace up his sleeve was a decider at Suncorp.
Yeah.
And that's, forget about this game, let's think about that game.
I think that was just complacency that year for the Blues because our team was so much better on paper. We smashed them the series either side. We should be in a dynasty. Upsets me.
Okay, so here's the thing about this, James, and you would have heard it a lot of times, but State of Origin games, indeed all games, are not played on paper.
Yeah, I know. And that's what worries me about this game three, ambush. It screams ambush. Screams it.
From who?
Queensland.
Right. Because, would New South Wales go up there and ambush them?
Well, we're going into the decider. You just read those stats, and guess who the short price favourites are?
That's so very New South. But that's a weight of money for New South Wales because there's more New South Wales supporters.
Yeah, the rhetoric all week leading into that would be New South Wales don't get Origin. They'll be complacent. They'll relax into this one.
Yeah.
I hope Freddie fires up the boys.
He will. Morning, J&J, with all this predicted rain, do you see this as a chance for the Bulldogs to beat the Sharks? Oh, Junior Smithy. on the same page.
Yeah, I'm with you, Smithy. I'm with you.
He's all over it. I like the plus 8.5. Let's not get too carried away with a head-to-head
win.
Yeah,
that is good. That is really good.
Hey, boys, in regards to players playing with concussion, I always thought Jason Smith played some of his best footy concussed. Oh, I don't know about that, Stu. He was a great player, Jason Smith. What a talented
Some of
player.
His post-career decisions suggest he may still be concussed.
Okay, thank you very much for that. morning, Jay. Oh, yeah, we've already had that. If I was rostered on to work in line for a Kyrgios match, I would call in sick. That's from the Greenkeeping Rooster.
I'd say this to you, Greenkeeping Rooster. It may be your best opportunity to get on TV. If you want to show the kids some footage of you as a linesman in, you know, 20 years' time,
yes,
a Kyrgios match, that's your moment to shine.
And I think I'm right in saying that those lines people follow the tournaments around the globe.
Really?
Yes. So you don't go, oh, right, we're in Melbourne, let's get
let's get
some local lines people.
Okay.
They're professionals. So they do all the voting on the sportsmanship awards and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
I don't think Nick's going to win.
Not many votes for Nick.
I don't think Nick's going to win. Remember Paddy Rafter used to win it all the time. Pat Rafter was recognised as a guy with a great temperament.
Well, what do you reckon our reputation's like now as a tennis nation? We've got Kyrgios, we've got Tommy. We had the special Ks and the crowds.
Yes.
At the Australian Open. Our reputation at the moment wouldn't be great.
No, I'm telling you, there is one reason why it's outstanding.
Ash Barty?
Bang.
Yeah, there you go.
Ash Barty.
Yeah.
And she's playing in a golf tournament. Whilst Wimbledon is on.
Really?
She's playing in that golf tournament. Remember, she signed up for it, and I'll tell you who he is.
Not Live Golf. She's not on 200 million.
She's not with a shark. Not yet. Not yet. Although, if she hits him okay this week, I think there's a real opportunity for that. I'm just trying
If I have a decent round at any given time over the next 6 months, I'm going to be calling the shark. Me on the Live Golf
card.
Tour.
Yeah. Submit your card. Here she goes. Global golf debut. She's playing in the Icon Series at Liberty National Golf Club. Starts today. Ernie Els is the skipper. And she's in a side with Ricky Ponting, Brian Lara. I think there was a couple of American sports people, the ex-NFL players that were all playing in that. But Ash Barty's playing in it as well.
How good is she?
She's very good. She's the champ at a local club up there in Brisbane. All right, okay. You're
Is there a chance of her going pro? Is that why she retired from tennis?
They say her first love is golf.
Well,
a little bit Nick Kyrgios. She's able to hide it a little more than with basketball. But that's what they're saying. Her first love is golf.
Well,
and she's
similar skills, right? It's all the hand eye stuff, but training load going from tennis to golf would be a dream.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, just in terms of physical exertion, like those pre-seasons for tennis would have to be grueling.
Yeah, true.
Five-hour matches in the sun.
I reckon you could do more hours in prep for a golf than you do. Like time-wise?
More hours, lower heart rate.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
More hours, lower heart rate. I like that. And we had the AFLW draft. Montana Ham has been picked up by the Sydney Swans. Now, Damien Fleming's daughter is also there or thereabouts. She's going to play for Hawthorn. I think she's been a lifetime Hawthorn supporter. But I was just questioning Montana's first comment after she was drafted by the Swans.
Yes.
So here it is. I'm super excited to be moving to a new city. Fine.
Yeah.
That's great. Being able to live closer to the beach is something that I'm really looking forward to. Uh-oh. See, now we've got a problem.
Well, at least she hasn't gone to the Gold Coast because they do struggle once they go to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, but surely something about the Sydney system, anything about the Swans, nothing?
Nah, just Bondi.
Just Bondi, fair enough.